when I go out and street preach, I like to do tests when we're out street preaching. So a lot of times I'll ask Americans, who fears God? Let's ask that question today. I got hundreds of people around me. Who fears God today? Raise your hand if you fear God. Now, one person fears God. How about this? Can any man come and explain the gospel to eternal life to me? How does a person find eternal life? Can anybody? Any man, bring your phone, show me scripture. How does a person find eternal life? What does your pastor and priest tell you? What do you think about finding eternal life? See, here's the key. If you don't know how to find eternal life and you don't want to talk about eternal life, you're probably not on the road to eternal life, neighbor. So Americans, this is a sad state of affairs. Americans don't fear God, and Americans don't know the gospel. What is that gospel to eternal life? What must you do to enter into eternal life when you die? It's not just believe. It's not go to church. It's not be born into a religious family. What must you do, neighbor, to enter into the kingdom of God? It's a really good question that needs to be answered today. Because I love my neighbor. I don't want you to be lost. Jesus said most everyone's going to be lost. Jesus said a puny few in Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. So we like to do these tests. Does anyone fear God? A new fresh set of people here. Raise your hand if you fear God, neighbors. Does anyone fear God? Another group of hundreds of people, no one fears God. We prove this when we go in the street. How about, we have one lady that fears God. Now let's talk about that. If you fear God, ma'am, you'll come out of the world and obey him. You can't live like the world in how you act, talk, dress, fellowship, who you go with on Sunday. You have to come out. So one lady raised her hand and said she feared God. But, you know, fearing God means you change your life and follow him. You can't just fear God and live in sin and worldliness like I see all over here. Did you know that? The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. So if you have wisdom and you fear God, that means you leave your sinful life and your worldly ways. Did you know Jesus is coming to destroy the culture that you probably love? Politics, pride, vanity, sports, entertainment. He's coming to destroy it, ma'am. Why would you say amen? Jesus is coming to destroy the culture around you and the false churches. Why would you embrace that, neighbor? Why would you waste your life and your time on that which God has set for the judgment? So we talked about that today. Are you living for that which is incorruptible? See, everything you're living for today, if it's not Jesus' word and ways, is corruptible. Everything you love is going to be judged and sent away. If you got millions in your 401k or $500, it's all going to be burned away. If you're famous like Elon Musk, it's all going to be burned away. What you're living for, folks, is set for the wrath and the judgment of God. But Jesus came into the world to make a narrow way. Hallelujah. Jesus came into the world to call people out. But you got to come out, young man. Don't mock God by saying amen when you don't mean it. We hear a lot of amens today. You know what amen means? It is so. So if you say amen to something, you better believe it and agree with it. Otherwise, you're set for the wrath of God. Jesus said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. What does that mean? What does that mean? Let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. That means whatever you say, neighbor, you're supposed to do. So the lady that said she loves and fears God, she better be obeying God. Otherwise, it's false words that God will call hypocrisy on Judgment Day. Did you know God hates hypocrisy, neighbors? Did you know God hates pride and vanity? Did you know it's an abomination to him? Proverbs 6:17. Did you know being like the world, James 4:4, you're an enemy of God if you're like the world and fond of the world. Did you know that, neighbor? See, we come into the street to get you to wake up from your slumber. Test yourself. I've been asking American neighbors, what are you living for today? It's going to be burned up. Beach life is going to be burned up. Farm life's going to be burned up. Hobbies are going to be burned up. Your 401ks are going to be burned up. Entertainment, fun is going to be burned up. Drinking is going to be burned away, meaning alcohol, getting drunk. What are you living for, neighbors? Flashy cars, motorcycles, houses, boats. It's all going to be burned up. And you can't just add Jesus to your life. You have to repent and he must become your life. It's a covenant. Let's talk about the blood covenant. Like a marriage, Jesus did his part. You have to do your part. That means repent by the shed blood of Jesus. Be born again by faith in him. Seek holiness and obedience. That means come out of the world and the churches. And endure in a saving faith. You must endure every day. Wake up and love God. Love you, ma'am. Test yourself to the word of God. If you love him, man, come out of the world, ma'am. If you love him, come out of the world and obey him. Come out of the false churches. Come out of every false way and seek the kingdom. Test yourself, sir. Test yourself to the word of God. It's very true. The God of America is sports, politics, entertainment, pride, and vanity. How do I know this so well? I'm no better than any of you. I used to do that, all those things. I was into pride and vanity. I was into sports and politics. I was into false religion for a while until I read the scriptures and my heart and mind was transformed by the power of God. Yes, the God of America, sports, politics, entertainment. Brother. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Lose this life, neighbor. Jesus said in Matthew 10, let's do a Bible study. Lest you lose this life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Losing your life means getting rid of everything that which is sinful, everything that which is ungodly. That's the culture and false churchianity. First John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you, neighbor. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. First John 2:15. Only Satan says God's word is a lie. We get a lot of people that say, oh, God's word doesn't say that. Actually, Satan lied about God's word, but the truth remains. To be involved in pride and vanity is an abomination, Proverbs 6:17. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God, James 4:4. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, his voice, and follow him. You're not following Jesus Christ to eternal life as you live after the pattern of this world. Satan invented the culture. Satan invented the church systems. Satan is deceiving you into following a false way, neighbor. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What are you sowing today? Are you sowing to goodness, neighbor? Are you sowing to truth? Are you sowing to the Spirit? If you're at an art show, I promise you, unless you're here proclaiming Jesus, you're sowing to the flesh. You're sowing to the flesh unless you're here proclaiming Jesus Christ and coming out of the world. See, we're not part of the world. We just come into the broad road to wake you up from your slumber. We just come into the broad road to call you to repentance. Hey, brother. We're going to have this one. We just come into the broad road to love our neighbors. Jesus said, go, lift up your voice, preach from the housetops, tell the truth, call them out of their sin and worldliness. Tell them of the goodness of God by the shed blood of Jesus. Tell them that they can be transformed and all their sins washed clean. But guess what? To have your sins washed clean, you got to lose your life. It's a trade. Jesus, cleanse me and give me eternal life. I give you my life. I lose my life. and I follow you, and I obey you. Most Americans say, yeah, give me eternal life, Jesus, but I want my worldly life and my churchianity too. It doesn't work that way. That's why there's few there be that find eternal life. Few there be, a puny number, Matthew 7, that word few means puny in the Greek. That's Jesus' words. You can laugh at Jesus' words. I wouldn't laugh at Jesus' words if I were you. I would heed Jesus' words. Because we're studying through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse. Christ is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows everything in between. Hebrews 4 says God knows all things that go on. Nothing is hidden in the darkness of your mind, your thoughts, your ways. And if you love anything more than you love God, you're an idolater. If you love fishing more than you seek after the truth of God, you're an idolater. I used to be one. If you love sports, you're an idolater. If you lift up your churchianity above the truth of God, you're an idolater. Paul says in Corinthians, no idolaters will inherit the kingdom of God. Don't be an idolater, neighbors. Open the Holy Scriptures. The Bible says something very true. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. The pastors, the priests, they give you a couple of little tidbits of the Word of God, but they're not studying the Word of God, neighbor. They're not obeying the Word of God. They're not keeping the Scriptures. You have to come out of every false way. God is light. God is a spirit. There's no lies in Him. I got a job, sir. This is my job. I retired early to preach. I don't take anyone's money. A lot of people tell me that. Get a job. This is my job. The best job I've ever had, preaching Christ crucified. I retired early to do this. I sold everything I own to do this. I do it for free. I don't want your money. I want you to open the Scriptures and see that you're headed for the wrath of God. But Christ, sir, you shouldn't use His name in vain like that. You shouldn't use the Lord's name in vain. That's one of the sins in Exodus 20, using the Lord's name in vain. Do not take the Lord's name in vain, the Bible says. A man's over there saying his name in vain, claiming to be a believer. We don't want you to be deceived, thinking you could live in sin, which is the culture. We don't want you deceived, thinking that you can be like the world, neighbor. Trusting in riches.
Jesus Christ made a very narrow way, neighbor. Very few are willing to lose their life to be a part of it. I'm not in the end. I'm going to show you the foolishness of preaching to save them to me. Use
my hand. Don't trust the ways of this world. Don't trust the riches of this world. Don't trust your man-made religion. Don't walk in pride and vanity. God says it's an abomination to think you're something. God says it's an abomination if you think in your fashion, if you think you're something. Jesus said the meek and the humble will inherit the earth. That's the new heavens and the new earth. That word meek means not weak. The word meek means to submit yourself to the Word of God fully.
He says, I agree.
You got to come out of the world, ma'am. You can't just agree with God's Word. Following sports and entertainment and politics and corruption is not going to gain the kingdom of God. Jesus and faith in Him and new life and His shed blood is the key. Jesus said, I hold the keys to death and hell. In Revelation, He sends the angels. Oh, you should know about Revelation, because judgment's coming. The earth is going to be purged. America is going to be destroyed with the rest of the world. There is no hope for America. There is hope for people that will repent and come out of her. There is hope for people that will come out of the corrupt church systems that God hates, every one of them.
The earth is the Lord.
Yeah, but it's Satan's kingdom you're walking in, sir. You got to repent to come out of it. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The man said the earth is God's kingdom and the fullness of it. But this culture is Satan's kingdom. The Bible tells us that. In the book of, in the Gospels, Jesus was taken up to the Temple Mount and tempted by Satan. And Satan used God's word. Yep, pastors and priests use God's word. They deceive you by telling you God loves you while you live in your willful sin. That's actually a lie. God loved the world in Jesus. You have an opportunity for the love by repenting and coming to Jesus. If you choose sin, you don't get the love of God. There's no such thing as the unconditional love of God. No such thing as the unconditional love of God. Now, one Bible verse teaches that. God is a conditional God. God always calls people to conditions and covenants that have conditions. Forsake your sin, repent and live. Live for the world, suffer the wrath of God, and eternal weeping and gnashing of teeth. No, it's not an itchy-eared message we have, but then neither was Jesus' message an itchy-eared message. Did you know Jesus described hell more than heaven? Why? He wants you to avoid it. He said, fear the one that can send you to hell. That's the Father. That's Him. But Americans don't fear God. Americans live in worldliness and sin and false corruption. Excuse me, corruption, false churches. Americans remind me, even the churchgoers, remind me where Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind, let the dead bury the dead. And Jesus said something amazing in John 8. If you can't hear the word of God, your father is Satan. If you can't hear the word of God, your father is Satan. That means you're a child of Satan if you don't hear the word of God today, neighbor. That's a sobering thing, to think you're a child of Satan if you don't respond to the word of God when it's proclaimed. One man told me, oh, I do that in Sunday church. No. God requires, if you want to go right over there, brother, we'll go catch up with you. Like, okay. Stand right at the entrance. One man told me, we do that on Sunday morning. I said, oh, no. God requires that you're His every day, every week, every month, every year, every minute, every hour. That's what happens when you're born again. But see, if you're lacking that desire for God's word, that love for God's word, that truth for God's word, that holiness, that righteousness, if you're lacking in all of that, it means you're not born of God, neighbors. Do not be deceived. Your faith is not going to get you into the kingdom of God if you're not born again, walking in truth. Your faith is going to damn you because Christ is going to say you did nothing with what you knew. He's going to say you did nothing with what you knew. You're like the talent man. One guy had 4 talents, one had 2, one had 1. The guys with talents made some talents for their master. The guy with 1 talent buried it in the ground and Christ rebuked him. And he was bound up and sent into weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's going to be your plight, neighbor. You're going to be sent into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Unless you're willing to repent. Turn. Come out of your false ways. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. You can't serve 2 masters, neighbor. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following Christ or your flesh and the culture? Christ is coming to destroy the culture, neighbors. It's our job to warn you. If you want to be an enemy of God, live the way you're living today, right now, in your churches and in the culture. If you want to be a friend of God, turn. Forsake your worldly life and your sin and strive for the kingdom of God in righteousness. That's our plea to our neighbors today, to glorify God. Don't waste the atonement and the shed blood of Jesus. Apply it to your life by seeking Him in spirit and truth.